Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What was your reaction to John Fox's assessment that the Bears had the worst offseason?
When you're going to play defense, you're going to lean on takeaways to help a young offense, and you don't have a kicker, a reliable kicker, that you're going to need those points from after some of those turnovers. I think the kicking question is really big right now in Chicago, and I think that might be a problem for them in the season.
Thank you, Foxy.
I think it was vindictive. I think John, took his voice to ESPN and starts contributing to something that he didn't contribute to any of the media people during his time here. John, you're the one that got rid of Robbie Gould. So you're sitting here harping about Robbie Gould and the kicking situation being in flux because you got rid of him. And then I know that your relationship with Vic Fangio was kind of contentious. It wasn't, it wasn't a brotherhood between coaches. It was Vic Fangio minded the defensive room, and you were the head coach.
And he was a defensive guy.
Correct.
Who ceded that power to Vic Fangio because that was the way it worked best.
Right. But Vic Fangio didn't need or want his input into
right.
that room.
Right.
Vic Fangio ran that system, the personnel grouping, and his strategy the way that Vic Fangio ran it. It wasn't the influence of the head coach telling Vic Fangio what you want to do on certain down and distances. It was Vic's game. So for him to go on the air and vindictively say that the Bears had the worst offseason, before you see Ridley play, before you see David Montgomery go out there and what he's going to contribute to this team, I think it was kind of vindictive against him. And then why did you get rid of Robbie Gould? I know he missed a couple kicks at the time,
right?
But he was one of the better kickers in one of the most difficult stadiums to kick in. And then he's kind of proved that point going out to San Francisco when they built this new stadium. They made a transition to a field that doesn't have great footing. It's been changed a number of times. And to go out there and say they had the worst offseason of any team out there when you had a team like the Giants who are in a really unpredictable quarterback position, one of the teams that you coached for, and you overdraft a quarterback out of Duke, although I like the quarterback, and they've been playing the last couple of years with a quarterback, to me, who's scared to death of getting hit.
The Giants lost two Pro Bowl players, and they overdrafted a quarterback in the first round. That, to me, they win the prize. I mean, if you're looking for somebody to award the worst offseason, you could make that argument more easily than you could the Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.